Rents are rising all over the region. It's a story we know from census data and from our listeners.
This year, my landlord at my apartment complex asked for a 13% increase. When I countered that I did not receive a 13% increase in payment this year, they just kind of rolled their eyes and, you know, I had to take it or move.
I was driven out of where we used to live. Our rent went up by 35%. It took the entire summer to find another place to live.
In Bellevue, the rent is skyrocketing. The median rent there is now at nearly $1,500 per month. That's higher than the median rent in San Francisco. And at the same time, the number of Bellevue residents living in poverty has also increased. So what's a city to do? Chris Salamone is the director of Bellevue's planning department. He says the challenge to housing everyone on the east side is truly daunting.
To be honest, I think demand will always outstrip our ability to provide, at least in the near future. Bellevue is almost 40 square miles, and majority of that are single-family planned neighborhoods. And the council policy is to concentrate the housing in the future, the multifamily housing, in the urban corridor and around the station areas that the light rail Sound Transit is building. Downtown Bellevue at this point is only 50% built out. So we see it as an issue. Affordable housing, I think our council has a united sense of it being important, not just for the families, the lower-income families, but for the workforce that we're trying to attract.
Rent in Bellevue went up higher than in Seattle or any other major U.S. city between 2010 and 2013. Why such a huge jump in rent in Bellevue?
We saw an escalation of land value, particularly in our urban cores, created by foreign investment that outpaced the market and, in fact, skewed the marketplace. And that then put upward pressure on project costs, and that, of course, resulted in higher rents.
I'm talking with Chris Salamone. He's the director of Bellevue's planning department, and we're talking about housing in Bellevue. Right now, both rents in Bellevue and the number of people living in poverty are increasing there. And Chris, you just talked about what downtown Bellevue looks like, that upzoning has recently occurred. How recent is this move towards density and urban units in Bellevue?
Actually, it's been occurring over the last 20 years or so. Bellevue historically housed primarily single-family housing, and it provided housing for people who generally worked on the west side. And as the east side started to develop, Microsoft and the other industries, corporate headquarters we've been able to attract to Bellevue, came to the east side. A concentration of housing and zoning for housing in the urban corridors developed. And it's really kind of unique to how quickly the urban corridor in Bellevue developed. And, you know, Bellevue's a city of 135,000 people, but it, you know, its urban corridor reflects the city many times that population.
Well, here in Seattle, we're also trying to figure out how to deal with density and create pockets of density. One of the things that's come out of that discussion is the idea of micro housing, right? These units are pretty small. They're around 200 square feet, and you can house more people in less space in micro housing units. This is something that does not sit well with everyone here in Seattle. Has the question of micro housing come up in Bellevue?
The question has come up, and our planning staff here is looking at the experience that Seattle is having. Micro housing is something we're very concerned with and trying to figure out what are the impacts. In an urban area like Bellred and downtown Bellevue, you know, accommodating that kind of density, the impacts of that are something we're very concerned with.
You used the word daunting when you described housing in Bellevue and figuring out housing in Bellevue. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think Bellevue, like I said, has concentrated urban areas, and trying to increase height and density in the urban area and in the station areas in Bellred, there are two things. One, the limited amount of land obviously limits the amount of urban infill development you can accommodate. So that's a little bit daunting if we want to hit all income levels of the market. Secondly, the market, the real estate market in Bellevue continues to see upward pressure, and property values are escalating, and they're outpacing property values almost anywhere in the state. And part of that is because the real estate industry sees the opportunity here, and they want to get here ahead of the curve while this economic cycle is high. And part of that is offshore investment. We're seeing Asian money come into Bellevue in an unprecedented way now and acquire land in our urban core and paying prices that seem to be out of kilter with the normal market. So land value, real estate values accelerating, and then the fact that we do have a limited amount of land puts a lot of daunting is the term I use, on creating affordable housing for all levels.
Chris Salamone is the director of Bellevue's planning department.